Have you ever felt trapped in a mental prison of your own making? Shirley Davis knows this feeling intimately. Her journey from trauma survivor to global success story reveals how our most powerful limitations often come from within. The what-if questions that plague our minds, what if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if I get hurt again? Can paralyze us from taking action on our deepest dreams. In a world where 90% of people report living with regrets about unfulfilled aspirations, Davis offers a practical roadmap to join the 10% who actually create the life they've imagined. Her transformation from merely surviving to genuinely thriving didn't happen overnight. It required confronting fears, challenging limiting beliefs, and taking calculated risks that ultimately led to freedom. Remember when anything seemed possible? As children, we naturally use our imagination without limits. Young Shirley filled her diary with dreams of becoming a teacher, athlete, model, lawyer, and writer, all without restrictions. This wasn't just fantasy. At 14, she thought, "I can do that," while watching beauty pageants on TV, competed, and placed as second runner-up. After dedicated preparation, she returned the next year and won her first title. This pattern repeated throughout her early life. Imagination led to action, which produced results. Playing sports with her brothers taught her toughness, leading to all-star status in multiple sports. Each achievement reinforced her belief that nothing was impossible when she applied herself. Life has a way of testing our resilience through unexpected turns. Davis's trials began in college when her boyfriend left her. Later, while returning from enrolling in graduate school, she survived a near-fatal car crash, ejected through the window when the car flipped, leaving her concussed with glass embedded throughout her body. Despite this trauma, she married young against her parents' advice, only for the marriage to end 5 years later. Just as they decided to divorce, she discovered her pregnancy, facing single parenthood amid financial ruin. Later, as a bank supervisor, armed gunmen stormed in, one pressing a gun between her eyes and threatening to blow her brains out. The trauma haunted her for years. These experiences hijacked her dreams and kept her stuck in cycles of inaction for decades. Yet these same challenges eventually became the foundation for her transformation. Our greatest setbacks often contain the seeds of our most powerful comebacks, if we learn from them rather than let them define us. Procrastination is the primary dream killer, the voluntary delay of important tasks despite knowing we'll suffer as a result. This stems from conflict between our present self, which craves immediate gratification, and our future self, which values long-term rewards. While we set goals for our future self, only our present self can take action. Davis experienced this firsthand. Despite corporate success, she felt constrained by organizational limitations and dreamed of autonomy. Yet she remained tethered to her salary and benefits, choosing immediate security over future fulfillment. Disempowering beliefs also sabotaged Davis's opportunities. She avoided pageants, feeling outmatched, didn't ask for deserved raises, and closed herself off from relationships. These limiting beliefs typically began with "what if," questioning her adequacy, resources, or fearing rejection. Despite excellent performance reviews, Davis watched less qualified colleagues get promoted while she responded by accumulating more credentials, including advanced degrees and certifications. We're born with only two fears, falling and loud sounds. All others are learned and can be unlearned. Davis conquered her 40-year fear of deep water during a Barbados speaking tour. When colleagues convinced her to ride a wave runner that capsized, she remained calm and trusted her life vest, overcoming a fear stemming from a childhood near-drowning incident. To shift from procrastinator to producer, Davis developed practical strategies like breaking overwhelming tasks into manageable steps. She tackled $22,000 in debt by focusing on one credit card at a time and wrote a book by recording individual chapters before transcription. The solution isn't merely willpower, but understanding the psychological battle and creating strategies that help your future self succeed. Jump and grow your wings on the way down. This advice from Les Brown both haunted and motivated Davis, becoming the philosophy that transformed her life. After years of preparation, she realized she couldn't wait for perfect conditions before taking action. Most people avoid pursuing dreams due to fear of failure. Davis battled fears of financial insecurity, rejection, and the unknown. Like Muhammad Ali, who said, "He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life," she learned to face challenges by speaking aloud and declaring victory. During her 11th annual M-Treat, Personal Reflection Retreat, she felt ready to launch her consulting firm. Despite loving her vice president role where she'd achieved international recognition, something was missing. Resigning meant leaving a six-figure salary and security for uncertainty. She developed a detailed exit strategy, rested while finalizing business details, and secured a limited contract for steady income. Within 18 months, she had built enough business to require her full attention. She also addressed a toxic relationship that was hindering her growth. Her partner minimized her successes and criticized her achievements. Davis developed six key steps for facing fears. Shift thinking by acknowledging fears and listing strategies. Ask questions of experienced people. Take small action steps. Build self-confidence through affirmations. Document successes. And visualize dreams becoming reality. To overcome disempowering beliefs, question their origins and why you surrender your self-worth to others. Replace self-doubt by identifying and developing your strengths daily. When facing failure fears, remember failure isn't final, it's part of growth. As John Maxwell teaches, we must fall forward, using mistakes as springboards. Moving beyond what-if questions requires decisive first steps. Decide to jump, calculate the cost, and create a plan. Though developing courage takes time, we must embrace risks and release limitations. When we jump, we often discover our wings on the way down. The most valuable outcome of Davis's journey was developing a strong relationship with herself, discovering her purpose, and creating a life plan that brought greater peace. She became unapologetically authentic, no longer sacrificing herself to please others. This freedom enabled her to face fears and take risks, advancing her career, earning her doctorate, providing for her daughter, becoming debt-free, buying a home, winning a pageant, writing books, traveling globally, and running her consulting firm. She realized persistent dreams connect to one's destiny. When the pandemic threatened her business with contracts on hold, she drew on past victories, got creative, and pivoted. Her team converted all offerings to virtual with content tailored to clients' changing needs. The ultimate lesson? Life doesn't happen to you, it happens through you. Your response to challenges matters more than the challenges themselves. Every limitation can be overcome with imagination, courage, and persistent action. What would you do if you weren't afraid? That's the life waiting beyond what if.